arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Big Al's got Trader Raj with him right now. We're talking gold and silver. Hey, what else is new? You know, yesterday, Raj, gold was down just a skosh, and silver was up just a skosh, continuing an upward trend that silver seems to be in. Major breakout that you and I discussed, but this major breakout occurred in silver on Thursday. It was up significantly on Thursday. But what concerns me about the metals markets right now is this time last year, we saw a rather significant drop in the price of gold and silver. And my question is, given the fact that yesterday we perhaps got a glimpse of a bit of a downward, the beginning of a downward movement, do you think that is what's going on right now? Do you think there's a comparison between this time this year and this time last year?
I would say, Al, that could be true. These cycles are rather definitive because the broader markets, investors and traders with most of the money, do push the markets on certain dates. And if you understand what they do, you can follow them. As a result of that, why the commodities group, which is not as big as some of the others, of course, is going to get pushed around in cycles that kind of match up in previous years. We're at a point right now where, number one, we're coming at the end of February. So when you get a month that wraps up, you get rollovers on contracts. You get people settling out. If they've owned some things, they sell them. If they've been short, they might go long or they go flat. So these things really do push the markets around. Now, in gold today, we're looking at a full five-wave up with a little ABC peaky peak. And this morning on April gold futures, we're seeing a price at 1753, and we did touch a high of 1785. I've said it many times before, but I think it bears repeating, and that is this. As we go deeper into the gold market over weeks, months, years, and it's going to go on a long time, I think, you're going to see wider, more volatile trading. And Jim Sinclair made a good statement about that yesterday. In one of his reports, he was saying that you could see gold trade as much as $400 in a trading range in one day. I mean, that would be wild. That would be at such a point that paper traders on futures and some other related stuff would best be to get out of the way because you're going to get run over. You could lose all your money in a few minutes. We're not anywhere near that, of course, but, you know, it could, in fact, come. My point is this. Volatility is going to make trading ranges wider. Now, keep in mind, just past few months, where gold previously a big day was $3 to $5, now we see trading days on $65 in a trading range. So, you know, what happens is when somebody gets a swift move up, the market makes a big move and you earn a bunch of stuff, people are going to sell it. They're going to take their profits. So you're going to get a correspondingly drop going backwards. Now, a lot of these things, we can match them up technically, but periodically, if somebody with a lot of money and a big fund does something crazy, or normal, whatever. I mean, they can move the market. There's no question about it. So people have got to understand there's going to be more trading volatility. There's going to be more of these big dips and big rallies, and that's just the way it is. I'm surprised that, you know, some of the margins did come down for futures trading here 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, but they do that on a formula. And people think, well, it's rigging the markets, but it's not really. The clearinghouses and the platforms have to have enough margin money to cover trades. You know, if the margin money is too tight and the volatility goes up, they've got to post new and higher margins. If you're going to trade and be in the game, you're going to have the money up. This is one of the reasons why we prefer junior gold stocks, senior stocks, call options with specific dates, very close to the money, and we also like trading futures using spreads. Because the spreads by a window of opportunity, and if everything goes against you, you're still in the trade. Perfect example, last year I bought a bunch of trades that in the last quarter they didn't work out. Now they're still in position because these are open all the way to June, and my trading account right now has done a really big move on gold in the last couple of days. I'm up over 45% since January 1st. So there's ways to deal with this, but you got to be aware of it.
Well, there are ways to deal with it, and you do have to be aware of it. And I think that that's one of the values, quite frankly, Roger, that that your technical analysis provides to our listeners. Now, I want to give Roger just a little bit of a plug here, and that is Trader Roger is going to be doing a seminar, class, whatever you want to call it, concurrent, or I guess I should say scheduled around the Arizona conference, which he participates every year. In, if I'm not mistaken, it's April, isn't it, Roger?
April 26th, we do our technical trading class, and I'm going to tell people everything I've learned that works, hopefully, within the last 20 years of doing this stuff. I want to put it out there. I thought that, you know, it was maybe kind of stupid to give away the secrets and proprietary stuff, but what's the difference? I mean, we're all in this together. We're going to teach the class, and then the following day, resource consultants will have their annual wealth conference, which is on the 27th and 28th of April. This is at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Tempe. So it's going to be a three-day event with two shows, and we're excited about it.
You're excited about it. I think everyone should be excited about it. Let me ask you this. What are you going to charge for that, and how long is it going to last again, Raj?
It's going to be a one-day class from like 8:30 in the morning until 5. There'll be a lunch included. We're going to have a slideshow. There'll be maybe 40 or 50 slides. I've got a great graphic artist. We're going to be showing what we do in technical analysis, and we're going to have matching books handed out with the slides printed on them, workbooks, so that people can make notes on them and then take those books home and apply the stuff. You know, it doesn't do anybody any good to stand up there and make a speech if nothing's going to be used. And we want people to pick up some ideas and be able to apply them without having a lot of technical knowledge that most people don't have. And you can call the Gormans at 800-494-4149. That's the resource consultants company. 800-494-4149.
You guys ought to go to this thing if you're down in that area. It is it's a pretty good situation, and that's totally an arm's length statement coming from Big Al, because Roger's my friend, but I certainly don't have any financial interest in this thing. Last comment, Roger, on oil. Oil was up again yesterday. Our favorite company, New Zealand Energy, was up also again yesterday. My personal investment has gone from $1.04 to $3.14. So Big Al is pretty happy. Do you see this upward movement in oil continuing?
I do, and April oil now, the most active on my screen, is now $1.08.89. It's almost $1.09, and it did touch $1.09. And our forecast, as we've mentioned for the last several weeks, is 115 to 120 for the first half of this year. And could it go further than 120? Yeah, it could. But, you know, technically so far, that's where I'm comfortable.
Let's assume that the situation with Iran, the tensions go away. That would obviously have a dampening effect on the price of oil.
That's correct, because normally what we've seen in the past is, and others have said it too, there's a $5 to $10 premium, fear premium, fear and security premium in the price of oil, based upon activities and news in the Middle East. And I think that that $5 or $10 is residing in the price right now. However, this is the time of year, Al, when oil goes higher from the end of February all the way to the end of April. And there's a lot of reasons for that on the fundamentals, not just the technicals. And it has to do with changeover from heating oil manufacturer to gasoline. It has to do with refineries being shut down. It has to do with replenishment of reserves and supplies at the various locations. The other thing that's making this thing move is not only that fear premium, but also the fact that Iran said they're going to shut off parts of Europe. And we saw in news this morning that the United States is going to help India because they are in that shut-off part also.
I find it interesting that India is included in that. I haven't seen that particular news, but I find that to be very, very interesting. I have to tell you, I really think that this thing is going to blow over. I would be amazed if it escalated into a major military action. And the only thing that I would say is that if it does escalate into a major military action, I would hope sincerely that this time the president would get congressional approval before starting the action. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Got the icon on the line with me right now, Doug Casey. And, you know, Sandy, in reply to something that you said on the website yesterday regarding libertarians, I wanted to get a view from one of the best-known libertarians who I know and respect, and that is Doug Casey. Doug, in your mind, what exactly does it mean to be a libertarian, sir?
Well, there are a lot of definitions of a libertarian, but the ones that I like best have to do with the fact that a libertarian wants to maximize your personal freedom, which is to say your social freedom, where you can do what you want with your own primary property, which is to say your body, as long as you don't damage anybody else, and with your money. So the thing is that Republicans tend to say, yes, we believe in the free market, but we don't believe that you can do what you want. You can't, they disapprove of certain types of sex, they disapprove of drugs, they disapprove of all kinds of social things, but actually they don't believe in the free market either. And the Democrats say they believe in free speech and so forth, but they really don't, and they definitely don't believe in economic freedom. So a libertarian is somebody that believes in a maximum of both social freedom and economic freedom.
You know,
a libertarian is also somebody who doesn't believe in initiating force against other people.
Yeah.
That's critical, which means a libertarian doesn't believe really in such things as taxes. He doesn't believe in such things as the draft, because those things have to do with force and coercion.
Well, and the same would hold true for the recent U.S. actions in, I mean, let's just name the top three, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan.
Well, it's such a growing list. I mean, we could add Libya onto that, and
their
bombing in Yemen and so forth. So a libertarian doesn't believe in that, because the fact of the matter is those countries, even though they're unsavory in many ways, have done absolutely nothing against the people of the United States.
Yeah. Well,
all the propaganda that you hear notwithstanding, they've done nothing.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. You, I don't know. I mean, you've traveled throughout the Middle East and the rest of it. You know, what I find to be interesting is that some people think that libertarians are people who want to go back to the past, and they feel that society has evolved to the point where this particular philosophy just doesn't work anymore, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to tell you, I could not disagree more with that statement. I mean, our country, as you very well know, was built on freedom. Our country was built on hard work. I mean, Doug Casey didn't get to the point where he was because somebody gave him a whole bunch of money and said, do what you want, but you're already at the pinnacle. I mean, Doug Casey worked his you-know-what off to get to the point where he is right now. The same is true for Al Corlin. You know, we never used entitlements. We used our own sweat and blood, for lack of better terms. And I think that both the Republicans and the Democrats who are favoring an entitlement society because they want to get the votes of what is rapidly becoming the vast majority of the people in the United States, I personally think, Douglas, that these guys are doing the country a huge, huge disservice, both in the short term and the long term.
Well, you're right, Al, because from my point of view, America isn't so much a piece of geography. America is an idea.
Right.
And the idea of America is free minds and free markets. But now it's been replaced by the United States, which is really no different than any of the other 200 nation states that cover the face of the earth at this point. In fact, there's actually, this will be shocking to most Americans to hear this, but I can tell you it is a fact, there's less freedom in the United States than there is in, I don't know if it's most of the world's countries, but certainly 30 or 40 of the world's countries are more free than the United States. So Americans are living under an illusion if they think they're still the land of the free. It no longer is. The country's rapidly deteriorating into a police state, and libertarians want to turn that around.
Sure. Well, you know what I find interesting? I read a poll in the Wall Street Journal recently, oh, I'd say within the last 45 days or so, and they were talking about the degree of economic freedom. And the United States has fallen way, way behind in that area. And interestingly enough, the Far Eastern countries and New Zealand and Australia are ahead of us at this point in terms of what I would call business freedom. A lot of people don't realize that, but that's the trend that this country is going in. And I got to tell you, man, if I'm accurate in that assessment and you're accurate in your assessment, you know, the libertarians truly, truly have the answer. You know, it's interesting. One of the comments that I get from many of my liberal and conservative friends is that libertarians don't give a whit about their fellow man. Well, Congressman Paul and I had a discussion about that fairly recently, and Ron said, that's a crazy statement. He said, if you believe that statement, you have absolutely no faith in humanity. What are your comments on that?
Well, he's absolutely right, because the only way the state can care for people is by holding a gun to a third person's head
right.
and making him give money to them to that they dispense to other people. I mean, it's the state makes it impossible to have charity, real charity.
Well, sure.
Because in the 19th century, when the U.S. was a much more free country, there was massive charity of all types. I'm not just talking about people like Andrew Carnegie and so forth, but even all the social clubs and so forth were there primarily to provide kind of an informal safety net for people that had problems.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a government program where they stole money from people and gave it out in a bureaucratic way. Friends and neighbors would monitor it and help people. And that's the way that's the way a free society works. You don't need the state to insert itself. It's insane. People have things backwards. And because people have things so backwards, it actually guarantees that we'll keep descending into the abyss, both economically and from a personal freedom point of view. It's very bad.
Well, I have to tell you, and that's what seems to be going on exactly right now. You know, I've always been a big believer in the pendulum swings both ways. Man, the way the pendulum is swinging right now, though, I don't know if we're ever going to get back to where we were philosophically. You got the final word, Doug. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I feel very bad about what's going on in the U.S. from all points of view. We're becoming less wealthy economically, and we're becoming less free socially. And this augurs very, very poorly for what used to be America.
I agree.
And, libertarians are trying to turn that around,
sure.
but people are resisting it. They seem to like the idea of a large government that gives them things and controls other people and so forth.
No incentive whatsoever. Okay, there you have it, what a libertarian is all about. Mr. Casey, thank you so much. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Got my buddy Brent Cook on the line with me. We're going to talk a little bit about economics and investing. But before we get into that, Brent and his lovely wife just got back from Dubai and Abu Dhabi. And I wanted to get Brent's impressions on the people over there, the economy over there, kind of what's going on, because I think we have some very, very major misconceptions here in the United States, thanks to our wonderful daily media. And I think that what Brett saw over there relates directly to making good investment decisions, certainly in the energy sector, and very possibly in the precious metal sector. Brett, first of all, what are your overall views after what you and your wife saw over the past week or so over there?
Well, you know, it was mind-boggling to see the construction boom that has been going on and is continuing right now in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. It's sort of interesting to see where, if you will, all our gas money is going right now.
Yeah.
But it's the building construction boom is just unbelievable in terms of, you know, I would liken it to Las Vegas on steroids without the sleaze, what I liken it to. I have no idea who is going to buy the apartments or fill up the office space. I really don't know where that's going to come from, but you know, that aside, it's quite remarkable to see what's going on there. It was, you know, in terms of a central hub for finance in the Middle East and maybe getting globally, I think that's probably the place it's going to happen.
When you say maybe globally, tell me why you say that.
You know, there's so much money in that area, and you go around Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and you can see that, you know, firms from all over the world, you know, Compaq, you know, just all the different firms from all over the world are setting up there because of the tax benefits. So you've got these major, you know, global companies setting up offices there. There's expats, you know, that are moving in and living there and working there. I think something like 75% of the population is expats. Now, a lot of that is construction workers brought in from the Philippines or India. But there are a lot of, you know, British, American, Australian, South African, European executives that are sitting up and running offices there.
I guess the question that I would have is, how stable a government do you feel it is, number one? Let's talk about that, and then let's get into investing.
Well, I think the Arab Emirates is very stable. They've been a very progressive government, if you will. They've loosened tax laws. It's not a terribly restrictive Muslim law there. People are more or less free to, you know, do what they want within reason, mm-hmm. without upsetting or offending their value system.
Yeah. You know, people have a tendency to throw a lot of stones at the Muslims, and I think that's wrong. And the reason I say that is because the average person has a tendency to lump all people of the Muslim faith into the category of the jihadists. You know, that's got to be a very small, although very, very vocal, aggressive minority. Am I correct in that assessment?
Well, certainly. That's what I've seen. You know, I've worked and traveled through a lot of Muslim countries, and by and large, my experiences with the locals, Muslims, has been quite good. Very, you know, exceptionally friendly, open people, and that sort of thing. You've got a fringe group of what I would call, you know, power seekers and uneducated people that make up that small group that the Republican administration or wannabes over here mm-hmm. are blowing way out of proportion, you know, for the political purpose.
Yeah. Interesting point. Let's talk a little bit about how all of this relates to investing. And I want to start first with precious metals. You know, people talk a lot about the huge demand for precious metals that's coming out of, for example, mainland China and the huge demand that's coming out of India. What's the situation vis-a-vis the Middle East portion that you just visited in terms of a demand for precious metals, Brett?
From what I saw, gold is a very important part of their culture. They've had it for a long time, used it, they collect it. There's the gold souks in almost every city. You go into buildings, some of the nicer buildings and hotels, and gold leaf is being used for decorations. I remember we were at a large hotel in Abu Dhabi, and you could buy little gold grams and stuff out of an ATM machine. You put your money in or credit card, and you get gold. So gold is a very, very important part of their culture, and I think monetary is, you know, viewed as a currency. And I think, well, I know there's going to be a lot of demand for gold out of there. And there's a lot of money. What that means is there's potentially a lot of investment dollars sitting over there that may go into our sector, you know, the mining sector and the junior exploration sector.
Well, I know that's something that you and your colleagues have been focusing on for quite some time right now. And, you know, given the track record of people like Rick Rule and others, that's certainly, in my opinion, is a very, very positive sign for any kind of demand that could come out of that region. You know, I'd like to switch over to energy a little bit. And I know that you're not an energy expert, for lack of better terms, or maybe you are, but we haven't really talked about it that much on the show. But we've got a real spike right now in the price of oil, and, you know, it's being attributed to primarily the situation with Iran, with the various export and import situations that are going on right now vis-a-vis that country. My personal opinion is I think the situation with Iran, unless somebody other than the Iranians gets very aggressive and decides to really push this thing to the limit, I think it's going to blow over, and that's my opinion. I totally agree with Ron Paul that, number one, we don't have any proof that they're aggressively pursuing a nuclear weapon, and number two, we don't really have any proof that if they, in fact, did get a nuclear weapon, and I'm certainly not implying that they will, but if they did, that they would use it, in the hopes of annihilating the entire non-Iranian world. What are your comments on that one, Brett?
No, I think, you know, your point, you know, you mentioned someone aggressively going after Iran, and that is probably the U.S.'s greatest fear, is that Israel would do something irrational and start a war going on down there. That, I believe, is the, you know, Obama administration's biggest fear, and that's why they've had people over there in Israel and Iran trying to talk things down. What I gather from talking to people over there who know the situation better than I is that this is a political ploy and power ploy by Iran to, in effect, they want to be more important in the region, And I suspect what we're going to see is Turkey come in as a mediator for this whole, you know, situation down there. And it'll be ironed out. I think Iran will get something to show for not developing a nuclear weapon, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The situation will blow over. Yeah, I do believe it will. And the U.S.'s aggressive stance or statements coming out, again, out of the Republican side of things are not helping the situation at all.
Well, I wonder if it's just not coming out of just the Republican side, but also coming out of the Democratic side also. The president hasn't been really, really vocal in terms of, you know, let's go after him. But I have a feeling that in the back of his mind, he views that as being an action that probably is something that he would certainly consider doing. The risk of being simplistic, and I want to give, I would like to give the man more credit than this, but at the risk of being simplistic, you know, going into Iran and painting that as a picture of saving the world would certainly do his election wonders. But I would like to think that he is not that shallow of an individual, and I would certainly hope that that's the case. So all in all, you would say that the situation, Brent, in certainly at least in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, using that as an indicator for the majority of the Middle East, you would say that it bodes very, very well for both the future price of precious metals being gold and silver. Is that correct?
Yes, I think we've got strong, consistent demand for gold as a currency and store of wealth coming out of the Middle East.
Okay, well, there you have it. Listen, do yourselves a favor. Brent has a great newsletter. It's called Exploration Insights. We have a banner for his newsletter. If you want to get more information about it, simply click on that banner. You get all the information you want. This, by the way, is not an advertisement. We provide that banner for Brent simply because we think it's a great source of information for investing. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Simon Mihaljevic. We're going to talk unemployment numbers, balance sheet, and income statement of the U.S. and gold.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show. Hope you enjoyed the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Got my friend Simon Mihailovich on the line with me. Simon is in charge of an organization called Edesis Capital. Very, very involved in the precious metals market. We're first going to talk about some numbers that came out according to the Gallup poll. They are significantly different from the numbers that the BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, puts out. For example, according to Gallup, the unemployment numbers in the first 2 weeks of February were around 9%. Underemployment, it was up to 19%. And in five states during 2011, underemployment was 21% or higher. Those are very, very different numbers than the trend that we're seeing coming out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Simon, what are your comments on that?
I think it's very interesting because Bureau of Labor Statistics calculates their numbers with a tremendous number of adjustments. They have the birth-death model where they project how many people died. And, they make various kinds of adjustments, which only they know how those adjustments are derived.
Right.
Gallup is a completely different approach. They simply go out, and just like they poll for presidential elections and on various matters, they go out there and they poll out there in the real economy with real people, and they have series that they've been running for a few years now that actually pretty closely tracks, not number for number, but generally the direction tracks pretty closely the adjusted numbers that eventually come out of the of BLS. They are clearly showing, as of mid-February, that unemployment has turned back up. It is back at 9% from 8.3% at the end of January. That underemployment number is also ticked up, and it's now into 19%.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, we are back to close to 20% of the working population either not having a job or not having a full-time job where they would like one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very big difference from what we're being told by BLS.
Which number do you feel is more accurate? I personally would put a hell of a lot more credence in the Gallup numbers, but what do you think?
They're obviously polling and they're doing statistical extrapolation, but they're not using any kind of adjustments. I mean, the problem with BLS numbers is that they make some assumptions that are then factored into whatever the real numbers are. And they try to smooth these numbers over time. Now, Gallup is not doing that. Gallup is simply polling out there. So, yes, there's a margin of error in what they're doing, but there's no human hand in a sense that they are purposefully altering the actual results that they're getting in order to either smooth them or adjust them to some patterns or something like that, which is what BLS actually does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know whether which absolute number is the right number, but I think in terms of the trend and direction, I'm more comfortable following Gallup.
Well, I would agree with that 100%. Let's see how all of this now relates to the price of gold, because that's one of your main areas of expertise. Now, when you and I were talking off the air, you were saying that the value of gold really, in absolute terms,
really is going up and will continue to go up because of the discrepancy between the U.S. balance sheet and the U.S. income statement. Could you elaborate on that?
Certainly. I mean, the biggest enemy of gold and precious metals is hard money, real hard money, meaning that when Volcker came in 1980, whatever it was, raised interest rates and essentially put a message out that the United States was taking the dollar seriously and it was going to pursue hard money policies, that was the end of the gold bull market of that time. And we entered a period of disinflation for the next 30 years that has now sort of run its course. The friend, if you will, of gold prices is loose money. And that's, of course, is exactly where we are, where the central banks around the world have decided that recession or depressions are no longer allowed. Pain is not allowed, and therefore they will do whatever it is in their power to print sufficient amount of money to essentially, instead of taking defaults and excising unproductive enterprises, they will try to debase the debts of these enterprises by debasing the money.
Mm-hmm.
That is friendly to gold. Now, as we discussed before the show, in theory, gold should really not increase in real price because real money, and in the 19th century, for example, there was a very long period when the dollar itself was very stable. I mean, prices have not really moved that much. We were in a gold standard for parts of that time, and so people were used to buying the same amount of goods with the same amount of money. Of course, the dollar of today is only, I don't know, 3 cents of the dollar of 1900.
Mm-hmm.
And so the gold has commensurately increased. But in pure theory, gold should simply be a store of value that always buys the same amount of goods for the same amount of weight. I, however, think that we are in a different situation right now because of the globalization and because of the fact that the governments around the world have, particularly in the West, are pursuing these policies in trying to solve the problems of the balance sheet, which is excessive indebtedness, with printing money and trying to prop up the income statement,
right,
which is what people see on a day-to-day basis as to the flow of cash, with the objective of debasing the money and repaying the debts eventually with devalued money. That's what they're doing. Now, I don't believe that the majority of the populations in the West have fully realized the implications of these policies. For GMO, which is a very respected money management organization out of Boston, Jeremy Grantham is the principal there. They did a study recently, and they looked at the physical demand for gold for the last 10 years. And they have concluded that something like two-thirds of all physical demand around the world has come from the emerging markets.
Mm-hmm.
This is physical. Only 7% came from ETFs, which everybody thinks are the biggest and the greatest, and so, you know, the biggest invention of the last few years, buying gold. But in fact, it's been only 7%. Two-thirds of all the gold demand came from the emerging markets. Now, why is that? Because in India, for example, there's no real banking system for a lot of the rural areas. So people essentially use gold as the alternative store of value to the paper deposits and other paper that we use in the West. So if you just posit for a minute that people in the West, where all the money really is, or the majority of the money is, figure out that they ought to buy some gold or some precious metals or some form of store of value that is not within the financial system. So it's not anybody's obligation. There's no counterparty. I think it's very easy to see this, that demand will overwhelm supply and that the gold will appreciate in real terms, materially in real terms, vis-a-vis other assets. So instead of just merely keeping pace with inflation, I think there's a tremendous potential for very high appreciation in real terms. Some people say it will be a bubble. I don't know, supply-demand. That's how prices are determined in free markets.
You know, given the fact that the actions coming out of the Far East, specifically India and mainland China, are so positive towards gold, given that fact, I would have to say that, boy, if this is a bubble, it hasn't even come close, Simon, to reaching a crescendo yet. I mean, the Chinese continue to buy more and more and more and more. They are very, very astute people. Their concept of time is very, very different from the Western concept of time. And I think right now that their actions are perhaps the most bullish indicator that we have for a continued appreciation in real terms of the price of gold.
Well, that's true. And also, I think one of the factors that has kept gold from appreciating more, and as you know, gold has not even breached its all-time high in inflation-adjusted terms, despite all the money printing that's been going on, is I think that the last 30 years, professionals in the financial business in the United States and in Europe, anybody who is in the business has not really ever had an experience with a real systemic disruption. Or by systemic disruption, I mean a real currency reform or money losing its worth. I mean, this is something that's happened in the Far East, in the 90s. This has happened in Russia. This has happened in Argentina, in Brazil. This is not something that doesn't happen very often. It happens very often. It just hasn't happened in the Western economies.
Yeah.
It happened in the West after World War II, but it hasn't happened since then. And I think people who are in the business have lost, if you will, the gut feel for what the real risk of an event like this could be.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say that there's a positive impact from all this demand from China and emerging markets, that is very positive at this base level. But if and when, and I believe that will happen, investment professionals and populations in the Western countries that have not personally experienced these types of disruptions start suspecting that such a disruption or that the money that they're holding is not potentially worth what they think it might be worth later, get that feeling. I think this is where the real run for the roses, if you will happen.
I think you're 100% right.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.